Ancient advanced construction. We keep hearing about incredible ancient construction. We have to consider a couple of things about it. One of the things we have to consider is how complex was this construction, and another thing is where did the construction take place. I admit some ancient construction is incredibly complex, and as I have said many times, huge stones were moved which we can't move today with our heaviest construction devices. But there is more to this besides just moving large stones, and that is, where were these things built? I think everybody has heard of Lake Titicaca. It is in Bolivia and is the highest lake in the world. Near it a city was discovered which was built by the Inca civilization. One of the most incredible things about the city of Tiwanaku is the fact its elevation is around 13,000 feet. Can you imagine what it must have been like to work and exhaust yourself with so little oxygen? It never ceases to amaze me when I see how capable at building ancient people were. Where did they get this talent from? Some of the things they built was so accurately measured we would have a hard time being that accurate today, and yet we are supposed to believe they used string and wooden tools to measure with. It just doesn't make any sense. There is a theory which states these people all had ancient information from races of people which existed in prehistory for millions of years. I guess by now, if you're a regular reader, you have read some articles I have written about the existence of ancient people who go much further back in time than we are told. There is also talk about ancient records which instructed people such as the Egyptians, Babylonians, Mayans and others on how to construct fantastic buildings. Legends have existed for a long time about these kinds of things, but so far nobody has admitted to ever finding any such records. If these records exist, they may be discovered one day, but there is always the chance they could have been destroyed by a natural cataclysm or by zealots who somehow felt these instructions were akin to magic or religion and wanted to keep them out of the hands of others. It has been said certain knowledge was only given to Egyptian priests, and this is one of the reasons which made the ancient Egyptian priests so important. It is true they had a lot of power, but we don't really know what kind of secrets they kept. We do know they had a lot of secret religious ceremonies, and it is important to note, as I said before, some of these building instructions, if they existed, could have been considered religious. Some people say even if this was true, how did the knowledge spread all over the ancient world? That is a really good question, because there is only one way to answer it, and that is ancient people were able to travel everywhere and pass on their secrets. We have been finding evidence which shows a lot of people traveled thousands of years ago and we never suspected it. We have the evidence right before our very eyes. It is in the form of pyramids which we are finding exist all over the world. Does anyone really believe these complex structures could have been built everywhere just by chance? It seems absurd on the face of it. Somebody with the knowledge of how to build a pyramid had to tell somebody else in a different country how to do it, and those people had to spread the word, or the same person went to a lot of different places. The fascinating thing about pyramids is we are finding out some of them are far older than the ones in Egypt. The ones in Bosnia have been dated more than 20,000 years old. Perhaps the ancient Bosnians told the Egyptians how to build pyramids. It seems there had been ancient knowledge we don't know about and possibly may never know about. We have been finding a lot of underground cities lately. These indicate people were hiding from someone or something. It makes one wonder if one or more of these cities could have been used as a vault for ancient information. Perhaps we have already discovered where this ancient information could have been hidden and don't know it yet, since it might have been sealed in a hiding place to protect it. Maybe it is time we search these places using radar. It would be a huge undertaking and take many years, but one never knows what they might find. Even if we don't find ancient records, we may find other things which are totally unexpected. If humans only started living in cities about 10,000 years ago as we have been told, how could they have organized to build places which are older than that? Getting back to the Bosnian pyramid and its date of 20,000 years, it would have meant to a community would have been needed, but according to scientists this could not be, since humans were only hunter-gatherers at the time and were always on the move. It seems to me a lot of the ancient structures we have found are older than we have been told. There is a construction on the island of Cyprus called Kirikisha, which has been dated at 7000 BC. It has been called a very ancient settlement, but there is really no way to know how accurate this date is, and the construction could be older, a lot older. The same is true for the Tower of Jericho on the West Bank in Palestine. It has been dated from 8000 years BC. The tower and the walls of Jericho was said to be built around the same time. One ancient structure sits in Turkey, and the name of it is Göbekli Tepe. It has been estimated to have been built between 9500 BC and 8500 BC, but there are scientists and archaeologists who claim it is far older. Its purpose today is unknown, but there is one clear fact that cannot be denied. It would have taken a lot of people in cooperation to have built this place, which means they would have had to settle nearby while they were doing it, and it doesn't seem that hunter-gatherers are candidates. It is felt by many experts to be a lot older than we suspect, and some say it could range up to 20,000 BC. It contains incredible carvings of animals and advanced knowledge of construction.